Scattered applause accompanied the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange today, where stocks rallied and the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above the 10,000 mark for the first time in 18 months. For the record, the Dow ended the day at 10,008, up 86 points. It was buoyed, analysts say, by a strong retail sales report. The other major indices, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, were higher as well. And the mood among investors was upbeat, as NPR's Jim Zeroli found on the streets of New York.
Each day, plenty of tourists and office workers come by the NASDAQ market site in Times Square to peer up at the stock crawl and the screens flashing market data. Since March, a lot of them have been walking away pleased by what they've seen. All of the major stock indexes have been climbing. Taylor Hargrave, an aspiring opera singer who's about to get married, has seen his stock portfolio climb at least 15% this year. And to hear him talk, it's almost as if the boom years of the late 90s have returned.
This year, I think this year's been great. I mean, I've been really excited about this year. I think there's a lot of opportunity out there. I feel like it's been a little bit hesitant at times, and it feels like it's just sitting right on the edge of doing something great.
Barring a sudden collapse in prices, this is likely to be the first year since 1999 in which the major stock indexes have finished higher. Technology stocks have once again led the way. Intel has more than doubled since last spring, and the NASDAQ Composite Index is up an estimated 40% for the year. But non-technology stocks are doing well, too. McDonald's and Altria, the former Philip Morris, have doubled in price since March. There have been several stock surges like this in recent years, and each time the market fell back again. But Matthew Johnson, managing director at Lehman Brothers, believes this time the rebound is for real. Johnson says certain problems that were holding the market back, like the corporate scandals and the war, are receding. And that's allowed low interest rates and the stimulus from the federal tax cuts to boost growth a lot higher.
Businesses are spending, they're expanding. Markets are better for goods and services. People are feeling better and more optimistic about, you know, the return to growth. In general, the business environment has gotten a lot better.
Right on top of where they are on average.
Johnson was sitting today at his desk in the middle of the Lehman Brothers Midtown Manhattan trading floor, where some 300 traders work. The room is a sea of light blue dress shirts. For the first time in a while, Wall Street employees are expecting hefty bonuses at the end of the year. Johnson says the good news is having an effect on people's moods.
I think it's reflected in how optimistic people are, and people may have a bit of spring in their step, and, you know, certainly look forward more to coming to work when there's a chance that the market will go up, and that's good for everybody.
Johnson believes the market is going to go even higher. He says there are still a lot of investors, both big and small, who remain skeptical about the rebound after being burned so badly when the tech bubble burst. They're people like Bob O'Brien, who was standing outside the NASDAQ market site. His stocks have rebounded nicely this year, he says, but he's not sure the upturn can last. He's especially worried about the federal government's escalating debt levels, which can push up interest rates over time and hurt corporate profits.
There are just too many things wrong. I mean, they're running terribly high deficits, and I'm just not convinced that in, say, the year 2005, 2006, that we'll have a strong stock market.
But in the short term, O'Brien says he expects the economy to fare pretty well. And with the Dow back over 10,000 for the first time in a year and a half, he has no plans to sell off any stock. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.